program for Friday, Flawless. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Here it is Friday. Another week is gone, and we trust that you have had a good week. Yes, Truth for the Day, the truth of God's Word. Our attention this week has been directed to a scripture in the 26th chapter of Matthew. And as we sum up and consider a conclusion to our thoughts for this week, let's just read some of that scripture and then talk about it some more, and that'll be all that we'll say about it this week. In the 26th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 36, we have these words. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. What we read here happened three times, as the Lord went a little farther, and he prayed to the Heavenly Father, getting ready for the awful ordeal of the crucifixion that came the next day. Well, our thoughts have been directed to the words here where it says, And he went a little farther. We believe this characterized the life of our Lord and everything about him and his teachings. And he went a little farther. Yes, he went a little farther as far as sin is concerned. Mankind had sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Jesus overcame sin, being perfect, and thus can become our Savior and is our Savior. Jesus went a little farther as far as love is concerned, as he gave his life a supreme sacrifice for all of mankind. And we pointed out that he went a little farther as far as his teachings were concerned, and the depth and the fullness of them, and he being an embodiment of that which he taught. Yes, let us go a little farther ourselves with the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Let us humbly sit at the feet of the Master. We must be scriptural in what we do and teach, but that's not enough, if by this we mean legalism. Let's imbibe. Yes, let us be imbued totally, unreservedly, with our whole person in the religion of our wonderful Master, our Lord and Savior. That night the Lord Jesus went a little farther into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he fell on his face and he prayed. Oh, what an awful and a dreadful ordeal that he had to face the next day. He had to endure. On the heels of his prayer in that garden came Judas with the mob and the betraying kiss, the humiliation, the mock trials that followed. Jesus was now ready for it all after the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Calvary, the crucifixion, and death. He experienced it all as he passed through the valley of the shadow of death. He drank that bitter cup. He tasted death in behalf of all of mankind. Again, and from here, he went a little farther. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 and 21, we read, Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. The firstfruits of those that slept. How wonderful. Then we read the last verses of this chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians 55 through 57. Listen to the Apostle Paul as he exclaims, O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, any way that we care to look at it, Jesus went a little farther. Yes, as far as sin is concerned, as far as love is concerned, and as far as his teachings are concerned. And these are only a few of the many things that we could list. Oh, may we look at our Lord Jesus Christ and be challenged to go a little further with him. Thank you for listening.